Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath
from the bread man. Welcome to those that are watching on Cybercast Internet. It's a wonderful day today when we can meet in peace and quiet, when we can come to church and praise God together in this beautiful building that God has provided for us. In preparing for this sermonette, as we prepare for the sermonette, we have ideas, and those ideas go away, and God says, here, speak on this. A thought crossed my mind during this past couple of weeks. There's a man among us who has served God for a long time, who with his son has given us a chance to praise our God, who lets us know what we're singing about. While practicing in the choir for the past Pentecost services, our choir director, Mr. Salcedo, he makes comments about what we're singing about, whether we sing about other pieces that we've done before, but in this case, at Pentecost. While we're singing, I watch him, and he sings with his whole heart, and he emphasizes those words of praise. His praise for God is strong. I believe that I am a better singer today because he has given this man the will to teach us and to show us how to properly praise God through song. Praise be to God. So I ask all of you, why are you here today? Why are we here today in church? Why do we sit here with other people of like mind? We are here to learn about the greatness of God and what he has in store for us in his kingdom, in his great kingdom. I believe that we will become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We will go into God's new world and be a light. And that, by God's teachings and through the examples he gives us, we can become and do greatness, great works. One of those things that we are here to do today is to praise God. We are commanded to do so in the Bible. We are commanded to praise God in song as well. I want to lead off with our older brother's prayer. In Matthew 6:9, if you could turn there, Matthew 6:9, and I will read verse 9 and verse 13. Christ starts by praising God. He says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He's praising God. He's praising God for all that he is. In verse 13, he ends the prayer by saying, "For thine is thy kingdom, and the glory and the power forever." For Pentecost, the choir sang Psalms 150, followed up by the Lord's Prayer. For me, this was a moving moment. I wanted to sing praises all the rest of the day, the next day, the next week, while at work, while in the shower, for all that he does for us. Today, I would like to show you, through King David's examples, how we can praise God. However, I would like to take it a bit further. I believe, as members of God's church and future heirs, that God teaches us things that we then need to take to the world. For example, as little children, we are taught to love. Our parents love us, and in turn, we love them back. But it doesn't stop there. We, in turn, take that love, and we love other people. So, I love you, you love them, we all love each other in Christ and in God's name. I think that it's important to praise God and also to praise his people for the efforts that they do for others. Please turn to Psalms 150. Psalms 150. And I will take little tidbits out of each of the verses. It says here in verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. And verse 2, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Verse 3, praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Verse 4, praise him with a timbrel and dance. Verse 5, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you turn back to Psalms 145, this is a psalm of praise, which has been stated as King David's favorite psalm. The crown jewel of praise, writes Dr. Jack Hiles, who wrote the story behind the psalms. I will take snippets of this as well. Verse 1, I will extol thee, thy God, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, verse 2. Verse 3, great is the Lord. Verse 8, the Lord is gracious. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. In Psalms 146, I will continue. 1 and 2, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have being, while I am alive. Here God shows us through King David that one of those things is that we should be learning and passing on to others. Here King David is praising his God, our God, for all that God has done for him and is still doing for us. What is praise? Praise is an expression of approval or admiration for someone or something, as stated in the Webster's Dictionary. To commend someone or entity for the efforts they have done for the good of all. To say or write good things about someone. What are some of those praises? What forms are they? Thanking God in prayer for supplying our daily physical needs. Songs of worship and thanksgiving, Psalms 146:2. Singing with each other here in church, Psalms 147:1. Praying and thanking God for those he has put here on earth to serve us. Here we see that God is most definitely worthy of praise, of our praise. My question today is, are others worthy of praise too? Can we praise one another for the things that are done to serve our fellow men and women? In Proverbs 3:27, I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. It says, and this is King Solomon writing, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, when it is within your power to act. Do we praise one another? Do we find time to praise one another? Do we let each other know what they mean to us or what good deeds they have done that has benefited others? Do we let our children know when they have done something good without being told that they are appreciated or that they have done what they have done has helped others and that God will bless them? I found a poem by a noted American poet in the early 1900s, Edgar Guest. He wrote this poem. It's called The Cheat. I have changed the words to first person. It goes like this. I cheated good friends yesterday, kept what was theirs, and went on my way. Wronged them by my silence, for in haste, I let a glad thought go to waste. The praise was theirs by right to hear. To them belonged my word to cheer. In silence, though, from them I turned. I cheated them of what they had earned. Today I would like to say praise to my God. Praise to our God for giving his only Son for our sins, for giving us the Ten Commandments so that we can learn what he has in store for us, for giving Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for giving us King David, for giving us the Bible and the ministry to teach us, for giving us all that we are and all that we have, for giving us spiritual family, a spiritual family, and spiritual food. I wonder how God feels. Does he jump for joy? Does he do that? Maybe not, maybe. I would think that he does. Does he enjoy it? Is he smiling? I don't know, maybe. Do you smile when you're given some type of praise or thank you? Do you receive praise from your sons, your daughters, family members, friends, even a stranger? How do you feel? What do you do? For me, I feel like I can tackle anything. I can do more. I can be more. I think of new ideas. I can help other people. I want to do more. Praise can make people happy, elated, overjoyed. It can put a smile on one's face. It can boost their self-esteem. And it can make you feel good as well. Praise is like a hug. When you hug each other, don't you get a hug back too? It's a two-way street. You get a hug and you feel good about it. It's wonderful. You make yourself feel good as well. Maybe this will encourage you to start singing praises to God all through the week, whether you're at work, in the shower, in some cases, on the rooftop. Since our family became part of your church family here in Garden Grove, we have been tutored, blessed, given responsibilities and opportunities, acknowledged for things we didn't think that we were going to be acknowledged for. We've grown a lot and much more. And along with that, we have received many cards of praise, many verbal praises. I want to say thank you from our family. Thank you to the men who have helped me and others become better speakers. Thank you to those ladies that have allowed us to help with their various responsibilities. Thank you to those who have taken in our sons and daughters and taught them how to serve by example, by God's example. Thank you to all of you for serving each other in our Father's name. Thank you for praying for the brethren, for your brothers and sisters. I could go on, but thank you for the praise. Don't let the right time to praise God and others slip by you. Make the time to praise someone, to thank someone. It will make them feel better, happier, stronger. It will make you feel great and charged up. Make someone happy today by your praise, by your prayers, by your singing. As we can never praise God enough, so we should praise those around us. Let's get our praise on.